organizations helping with relief efforts from the Memorial Day tornadoes gathered at Sinclair Community College on Friday morning to discuss how to take those efforts to the next level.
I want my people to come back home. Amen. Because the city of Trotwood is a family.
Amen. Thank you so much.
Just one of the many speakers expressing their thoughts at the meeting convened by local health, social service, and faith-based groups with help from Ohio Governor Mike DeWine's office. Officials from Dayton, Beaver Creek, Trotwood, and Harrison Township gave updates on how their communities were doing almost 2 weeks after the tornadoes. Caleb Ingram is with Declare Dayton, an organization that works to unify the outreach efforts of local churches. He says Dayton has been put to the test because of the tornadoes and a rally that took place just days before the storms.
Either one of those could have divided a city or could have damaged the city irreparably. But what's encouraging to me is in both cases, we saw the greater Dayton community stand together and say, this is who we are, this is what we believe in, that we're for one another. We as a city, regardless of any emergency, are committed to rise above the challenges around us, whether that's economic, whether that's opioids, whether that's a KKK group, or whether that's tornadoes, that we're moving forward and you can't put us down.
Dayton native Daquana Farrow, a community activist involved with several local churches, says the Friday meeting focused on next steps for recovery and how organizations can further serve those affected by the storms.
The reality of it is that readiness is huge. I think that's one of the areas where we definitely have an opportunity for improvement. And I think having seen and witnessed this disaster really gives us a more sense of urgency around doing that.
Participating organizations said there will be a follow-up meetings and vowed to remain focused on helping residents displaced by the storms. The coalition's efforts can be followed on social media under the hashtag DaytonStrong. For WYSO, I'm Jerry Kenney.